Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Breeding reaches second base with a double. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. Breeding moves to third. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Breeding scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nicholson, who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clinton throws the ball into Bressuit, who tags Landreth trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 0 in the game. Roberts is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt pinch runs for Boog Powell. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Nicholson. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to third. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Nixon moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding catches it and throws to second with a dare covering, to double up Nixon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Guile now playing first base. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreth strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder bunts towards first. Guile scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Guile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Bress Sud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McGuire now playing shortstop. Wes Stock now pitching. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Geiger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 4 in the game. Gentile is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-4 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-4 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to second. Mickey McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Nicholson moves to third. Landreth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Williams pinch hits for West Stock. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Landreth moves to third. McGuire moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.